Equal Credit Opportunity Lender.
You've heard talk about Harbin Lumber's strong customer service and elite customer support. They know that time is make or break for you contractors and handymen. Harbin Lumber will walk you through the project from start to finish, providing your order in full and on time. Harbin Lumber will partner with you and find solutions that will not create costly issues and problems later. Call today at 353-5053. That's 353-5053. Harbin Lumber Company. All they need is an opportunity. They will earn the rest.
Don't miss Macy's one-day sale with over 25,000 deals of the day in-store and online, like women's wool blend and down coats, 60% off, and boots and cold weather shoes, 50% off. You'll love designer pillows at just $6.99. Plus, take 20% plus an extra 15% off blenders, juicers, and food processors. And plan the vacay with 65% off luggage closeout Friday and Saturday at Macy's. Savings off sale prices. Exclusions apply. Macy's Star Rewards now offers perks everyone can love, no matter how they pay. Sign up for free in-store or at Macy's.com/StarRewards.
Hey, Clemson fans, check out gspairport.com about direct flights to San Jose, California. Delta and American Airlines have added nonstop flights for the national championship game against Alabama. Go to gspairport.com to learn more. Go Tigers and GSP Airport.
Score a touchdown with Founders Credit Union. With convenient electronic services like Founders App and mobile deposit, Founders Online and online applications, you can spend more time cheering on your Clemson Tigers and less time worrying about your finances. For product information, visit foundersfcu.com. Not a Founders member? Visit relaxjoinfounders.com to see if you qualify for membership. Founders Federal Credit Union is federally insured by NCUA and a proud partner of Clemson Athletics.
Tulu Road Rage, we are WCCP 105.5 The Roar. People asking who missed it. I have Clemson 31-28. I gave it out yesterday. By the way, George Welsh died at the age of 85. The legendary Virginia coach, Hall of Famer, incredible winner at Virginia, and just all-around great guy. Never heard a bad word from anybody about George Welsh, as classy as it gets, and truly saddened to see him pass at the age of 85. But trust me, George Welsh lived a good life, and he's going to a good place, I can tell you that. And we have a lot of other things to get to. I want to get to NFL games for the weekend, because I think it's one of the best NFL wildcard weekends we've ever seen on paper. Also, there are some other stories I want to get to, including Neil Brown at West Virginia. Darius Leonard was voted first team All-Pro. And I want to talk about Darius Leonard and remind people of something in that regard as well. And then James Harden last night put on a show out west at Golden State that I want to talk about. You know, it's like, and then finally there's the Justice Fields situation, and I'd like to get to that a little bit, as well as another prior incident from Tate Martell, something else that Tate Martell had to say in the past. Texas says 37-21, Bama, Clemson secondary going to hurt him. Could be. We'll see. Let's go to the Northland Communication phone lines. Lee, how are you?
I'm fine, thanks, Walt. How are you?
Good. Appreciate you getting in, Lee.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. I was going to give you my first ever scoring prediction on a Clemson game, because I keep having this reoccurring premonition that's going to be just like 2016. So I'm going to go with the same score and Hunter Renfrow catches the winning touchdown pass late in the game. Mark the tape, Ramona. Go Tigers. Peace out. Bye.
Well, that's quick. Well, I mean, it's conceivable. I mean, I think that, you know, again, I will say this. Regardless of who actually wins the game, I will be stunned if this game isn't close. Stunned. I don't see any. Now, look, strange things can happen in a football game. Sometimes elements of a game can snowball against one team or another. Oftentimes that is turnover related. And could that happen here? And that tilting the outcome more heavily in one direction? Yeah, it could. I mean, in a way, that's sort of what happened last year. I mean, it's not like either team moved the ball last year. It was the Clemson turnovers that tilted the game, right? Let's get to Christopher. Christopher, welcome in. Christopher, how are you?
Hey, Mr. Dupola, how you doing today?
Good. Welcome in. Appreciate you getting in.
Just curious as to your opinion. We're going out to California, and the weather is supposed to be 25-30% rain. How do you feel your honest and biased and educated opinion if our staff, Clemson being, is preparing for the wrong quarterback? Or do you think they prepared for both? And Do you think Saban will pull Tua and put Hurst in if it is a rainy game and Tua's not performing? And I'll take your comments.
Yeah, thank you, Christopher. Thank you, appreciate it. Those are interesting questions. Well, I first of all, I'm completely confident that the Clemson staff prepared for both quarterbacks, and the nature of how the game would change in the eventuality that Jalen Hurts is the guy. I think you have to at this point in the process. I think Clemson spent the majority of their time preparing for Tua Tagovailoa. And look, Alabama does not want to be forced into the Jalen Hurts decision. They want a healthy Tua Tagovailoa to play this game and lead them to the national championship. If the only way I see Tua coming out would be is if his physical ability to move or to throw becomes so hindered by his multiple injuries. So if Clemson can enhance his injuries, can bring them back to life, so to speak, then I think in that situation, you could see a change if Tua just can't go. But I think it would have to get to that point. I think it would have to get to that point before you see Saban make the decision to go to Jalen Hurts. Because if you go to Jalen Hurts, you're basically saying you're a running team. And it's going to be hard even for Alabama to just line up and run the ball at Clemson. Even if you say, well, Jalen Hurts changes the numbers and he gives you an additional blocker if he's in it running the football. I have never believed that Jalen Hurts could lead a team to a national championship title, even a team as talented as Alabama. And I've said that before, and I haven't changed my mind on that. I just don't think a Jalen Hurts is beating Clemson. So to me, that's a last case scenario for Alabama. That's if Clemson can so affect and or hurt Tua Tagovailoa that he just really can't go. Sort of what happened in the Georgia game. I mean, if that happens, then you are facing Jalen Hurts. So, you know, and I think Clemson will be better prepared for it than Georgia seemed to be. So I don't think there's any question about that. And regarding the rain and the potential for the weather itself, you know, I always say the same thing about rain and bad weather. Unless you've studied players individually in those circumstances, you never have any idea who plays well in bad weather and who doesn't. You just don't. It's very much an individual thing before it's even a team thing. I'm sure both teams are preparing for that possibility. and it seems likely that we're going to see some rain. I know other people have voiced this opinion, and I share their opinion if they have, and that is that I don't understand why this game is being played out there. I just don't get it. It's not an area that even cares about football. I mean, you know, if you look at this playoff as it's situated right now, Alabama and Clemson are the two dominant teams. So why are you playing a game, you know, like in the Soviet Union? You know, I mean, why play a game, you know, in a million miles away, or Russia? Why play a game a million miles away? I just don't get it. To me, it's sort of ridiculous. I mean, there's so many great areas of the country you could play a football game like this in, where football matters. So there's that. And of course, the result is that the ticket prices are low and are decreasing, but the travel prices are very high. And it makes it difficult on a lot of people. We also have to get to the Clemson-Duke basketball game. In fact, somebody just asked me about that. We talked a little bit about that yesterday. You know, I think the thing with Duke is that they can beat you multiple ways, meaning that they can beat you off the drive to the rim, yoking, dunking in transition, getting those emotional type of flushes in transition off of live ball turnovers in that building. And they can also impact you with the three. Now, it's true that this team does not shoot the three as well as prior versions, but they still are competent enough from the three, and it's still a big feature of their offense, not as much as it was previously. But in part of that is because you have two guys who drive the ball so well in Barrett and Zion Williamson. Neither is a great defensive player at this point, by the way, and sometimes R.J. Barrett's a conscientious objector to defense. But there are so many elements of this game. I mean, Clemson is going to – Duke has what Clark Kellogg always used to term spurtability, and they have big-time spurtability in that building. And you have to avoid those runs. And the one way you avoid those runs, you don't take bad shots. Bad shots, two things Clemson cannot do if they want to have any shot of winning this game. One, you can't have live ball turnovers. Two, you can't take bad shots. Bad shots lead to long rebounds, lead to out of position players who don't get back in transition, and Duke will then get the emotional points and dunks in transition or threes in transition. Live ball turnovers create the same type of activity. So Clemson cannot afford bad shots, so no four shots. And then Clemson cannot afford live ball turnovers. If they can limit those elements, then they're going to have a chance to win the game. The problem is that building, the runs that Duke will make, the fact that Duke gets emotional points now in two ways, off the three-point shooting and off the dunk game. You know, in the Nebraska game, Clemson had trouble leveling off Nebraska star players, including Palmer, from the perimeter. That problem is likely to be seen here again to some extent, and that's going to be one of the interesting elements of the game. And again, I've suggested that Clemson tries to utilize a smaller player to guard Zion Williamson. You know, Ben Milstead had mentioned that in high school he saw a matchup where Newman covered him and did a good job on him. See, something like that because Zion Williamson wants to play a face-up game from 18 feet and then drive you to the rim. Well, the teams keep making the mistake of putting these 6'8", 6'9", guys on. He blows right by him, and then he yokes over everybody, and then the crowd goes crazy. To me, you want to put a quicker defender on him. If he's going to act like a smaller guy in the perimeter, then guard him that way and see if you can get into his dribble. See if you can affect his first bounce of the ball. Because once he gets going, he's a freight train. And Barrett, there's nobody better at driving to the rim in the country than Barrett. Thomas has to stay on the court, clearly. Can't get in foul trouble, has to stay on the court. Look, I don't think Duke has a real answer for Thomas if he can stay on the court. I think he could really hurt Duke. Mitchell has hurt Duke in that building before. And Clemson's playing better basketball. I do not think Clemson's getting blown out. I think Duke always has the potential of blowing people out in that building because of, especially now, their spurt ability and, quite honestly, the way games are officiated in that building. I've always said you have to beat them by 12 points to win that building. I still think that's true. I can't pick Clemson to win this game, but I think Clemson's going to have a shot. I think Clemson's going to have a shot to win, and I think they're going to compete more than people know or understand. And Duke's been off for a while, too. It's hard to know whether that helps them or hurts them or whether that potentially leads to them getting off to a little slower start and maybe something that Clemson could take advantage of. But Texas says that true Thomas already has true fouls. Yeah, maybe. I mean, look, that's an enormous key in Clemson for every game, but I think it's an especially big key in this game. If Clemson loses Thomas, if Thomas winds up playing 15 minutes, then you may get the blowout. Probably will. But if Thomas can play 27, 28 minutes, then I think Clemson has a shot. I do not think, look, going into this game, my expectation is Clemson's going to compete. I do not think Clemson's getting blown out. I think they're going to compete. I just think they're playing a better level of basketball right now than they have at any point in the year. And how they got there is a bit of a journey in itself. Let me tell you about Krispy Kreme. Robert, I'm coming right to you as soon as we get back from break. Don't go anywhere. You want to get in, now's a good time. 654-7627. Krispy Kreme. I'm sort of craving them, Ramona, right now. You know, I really am. I saw you put the Krispy Kreme in the box, and I was sort of craving them. You know, the New York Super Cheesecake Donut, this is Anderson Spartanburg Krispy Kreme. It's the Reese family. No one does donuts like the Reese family. It's been true since the early 60s. Think about that, how long and how well they've been treating their customers. But they have the New York Super Cheesecake Donut, which I still think is not only is it the greatest concept ever, I mean, what better concept than blending a donut, a Krispy Kreme donut, with cheesecake? Are you kidding me? Well, the result is exactly what you'd hope for. It's like the greatest donut of all time to me. Ramona thinks the greatest donut of all time is the Oreo cookies donut. And it's allegedly very good. I don't think I've tried that. I've tried the Reese's donut, which is incredible. I have not yet tried the Reese's Outrageous donut, which I have to have. That's all the Reese's stuff on top of a chocolate glazed donut. I have to have that. And then, of course, the hot original glaze come fresh off the press 3 times a day. And for all your fundraising needs, they'd be glad to help you. Okay, you have a fundraising venture. What better way to raise money than through Krispy Kreme donuts? Are you kidding me? So call the Reese family in Anderson Spartanburg. Tell them that you have a fundraising deal and that I sent you to them. Do that. You'll thank me later. Robert, you're up first. You can get in if you want. 654-7627. We'll be right back.
One more game. One game stands between Clemson Tiger Nation and the National Championship Trophy. Clemson Tigers travel to Santa Clara for the National Championship to take on the Alabama Crimson Tide. For the third time in 4 years, Dabo Sweeney's team of gladiators are ready for battle. And it all comes down to this, the National Championship game. Monday, you'll hear every minute right here on the Clemson Tigers Network.
Right here on WCCP 105.5 The Roar.
Does your home have wall cracks, uneven floors, or doors and windows that are sticking? These are all signs that a foundation problem is stealing value from your home. Call Canty Foundation Specialist at 475-1671. We know your home is your number one investment, and we can help protect it. Don't wait for a foundation problem to get worse. If you have sagging floors or cracks in your sheetrock, call Canty Foundation Specialist, 475-1671, or visit us at cantyfoundationsc.com.
Don't miss Macy's One Day Sale with over 25,000 deals of the day in-store and online, like women's wool blend and down coats, 60% off, and boots and cold weather shoes, 50% off. You'll love designer pillows at just $6.99. Plus, take 20% plus an extra 15% off blenders, juicers, and food processors. And plan the vacay with 65% off luggage closeout Friday and Saturday at Macy's. Savings off sale prices. Exclusions apply. Macy's Star Rewards now offers perks everyone can love, no matter how they pay. Sign up for free in-store or at Macy's.com/StarRewards.
Zero Res is the answer to cleaning at its finest with no harsh chemicals, no residue, safe from toxins, and your carpet, upholstery, tile, and grout will stay cleaner longer. Spell it forwards or backwards, it's the right way to clean. Zero Res, Greenville.com.
Get ready. It's time.
Time for the South Carolina International Auto Show. January 11th through the 13th at the Greenville Convention Center. See hundreds of the hottest new cars, trucks, SUVs, luxury vehicles, and more, all in a non-selling environment. Test drive vehicles right at the show. You can't do that online. Kids even have their own test drive area, courtesy of Citgo, our official fuel sponsor. It's the South Carolina International Auto Show, the 11th through the 13th. Discounts available at the UPS store, Spinks, or go to SouthCarolinaAutoShow.com.
Are you ready to go all in on a car? Granger Nissan knows what car will fit you and your family because they are a leader in the market with competitive inventory. They have everything for everyone. Granger Nissan is a family business, so they know the importance of taking care of the ones we love on the road. You can drive with confidence and ease because Granger Nissan has all new vehicles with a lifetime powertrain warranty. Granger Nissan is not just in the car business, they're in the people business. Stop by Granger Nissan of Anderson on 3510 Clemson Boulevard.
Indeed knows finding the right hire takes time away from your business.
Hiring a qualified data engineer felt like a second job.
More job seekers use Indeed than any other site, so there's no better place to find someone with the skills you're looking for.
I needed someone with a master's in computer science and database experience.
Plus, Indeed screener questions help you find your shortlist fast.
Now I'm back to having just one job.
Get a $50 credit to give your first job posting premium placement at Indeed.com/credit. Terms, conditions, quality standards, and usage limits apply. Additional terms online.
Big O Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram is your local family-owned automotive dealer in the upstate. Life, liberty, and happiness is what we're all about. Big O has a huge inventory of new and used vehicles at the lowest price. Cars, SUVs, minivans, Jeeps, and trucks, new and pre-owned. You name it, we've got it. Trust us to deliver your next vehicle today. Visit us online at BigOdodge.com or check us out in Greenville under that big American flag on the Motor Mile.
Rely on EnviroMulch, supplying quality landscape supplies for any outdoor project. Their fall special, get double ground hardwood mulch for just $20 per yard. Ordered online with promo code WCCP. No other discounts apply from your friends at EnviroMulch. Go Tigers.
When seconds count, a coach must have a team that can perform. The Tigers certainly proved that in the national championship game. You can expect the same from Priority One Security's local monitoring station. Break-ins happen in a matter of seconds. Well-trained, highly skilled operators' rapid response makes all the difference between a break-in and an attempted break-in. Trust in local monitoring from Priority One.
See us on the web at priority1security.com. 888-407-SAFE.
His bark is worse than his bite. It's Road Rage with Walt Steptula on 105.5 The Roar.
Hold on. He seems to be speaking words of some kind.
Now, back to Walt and Ramona.
When you wake up in the morning and the light has hurt your head, the first thing you do when you get up out of bed is hit that streets of running and try to meet the masses. Go get yourself some cheap sunglasses. Oh, yeah!
Oh, yeah! Walt Tula Road Rage, Weird WCCP, 105.5 The Roar. Listen to this, Rona.
Yeah.
Mel writes me, and because I guess she and her husband were figuring on maybe going out to the game. She looks up two round-trip tickets, $2,600.
Uh-oh. Just for the flying part.
Yeah, just for the flying part. You know, again, this is why this is a stupid location to play a game. It really is. You know, what teams did you think would be playing out there? You know, I mean, did you think that, I don't know, did you think that UCLA was going to play, Boise State for the title? Was that the thought process? Was it that UCLA was going to play Boise State? I don't know. This is like a non-starter playing that football game out there. I mean, there are areas all over the country you could have played that football game. It's just stupid. I mean, for regular people, any of these figures that I've seen, that's a lot of money. It's a lot of money. You know, but Clemson is believed to have a large faction of people out there nonetheless. But, yeah. Let's go to the Northland Communication phone lines and get Robert in here first, and then Gamecock Dylan. You can get in if you want. 654-7627. You know, Texas says all games for the national championship should be located somewhere in the center of the United States. I think that's right. I mean, I think, you know, some.
That sounds like a good idea.
Well, you know, somewhere where the
football. That way, no matter who wins,
there. But somewhere where the football's played, too. You know, I mean, you know, somewhere where the football's played. And that's not really where the football's played. Right? There aren't a ton of real relevant college teams from that area. There just aren't. Robert, how are you?
Hey, I'm great, Walt. Thanks.
Thanks
I know you got a
Robert.
Lot of people waiting. Yeah, appreciate it. Thanks for having me. I wanted to get to a couple quick points on the game, and then a couple quick comments, and then a couple quick points. I called a little bit of your breakdown yesterday. I've called a little bit of your show today. I agree with Clemson on offense, breaking their tendencies. Utilizing screens, running back, wide receiver screens, trying to slow down Alabama. I also like the idea of Clemson coming up with some type of trick play. They haven't done it that I know of yet this year. I could see, them trying to pull some kind of trick play.
Oh, yeah, I wrote that in my box yesterday. I gave that. Yeah, I mean, I think that you can expect that probably from both sides, quite honestly. I mean, I think it's almost a certainty because what happens is these teams get a lot of time to mess around. They come up with, they'll have a couple things, whether there's a, they'll probably be situational and whether the situation arises that they can actually use them. But you can be certain that there are a couple extra things on the table for this game. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, and I thought, well, Robert, if you're going to pick, a trick play, let's get crazy. Let's talk about maybe a Darian Kendrick wildcat pass to Trevor Lawrence for a touchdown. Let's go with something like that.
Yeah. I'm not sure you're going to see Trevor Lawrence as a receiver because I don't think Clemson would like the result of what Alabama would likely do to him. Alabama, vicious people. These teams are both – look – again, I had the call yesterday from Dave saying, Alabama is this big, nasty, physical team, and they take some, they sometimes will cross the line a little bit. Trust me, Clemson's the same thing. I mean, that's why these teams are there. I mean, these are two really similar teams. They're big, nasty, yeah. Physical, and they will cross the line sometimes.
Yeah, you can believe there's going to be some headhunting. Clemson on defense, I couldn't agree with you more about, Clemson getting after quarterback, getting pressure. Also with the receivers and the slants. Now, if Alabama, I think if they keep going to the slants, especially if they're going to the slant in the slot, I could see a defensive end for Clemson getting out there and maybe getting a hand or two on one of those. Maybe an Austin Bryant pick six again or something of that nature, because I think Clemson's going to drop their defensive ends out there.
Yeah, there'll be some zone blitz looks where Clemson will drop those D ends.
Just a couple keys. You've talked about, there not being really any advantage in the special teams. One for Alabama is Josh Jacobs. Alabama is averaging, they're eighth in the country in punt returns. Clemson better be kicking away from this cat.
I'm worried about him, period. All right. I think he is a phenomenal talent, and I'm very worried about him. I mean, I think he runs so violently He's such a unique talent. But he was not at practice Thursday for some unknown reason. And there's no information on it other than the suggestion is that at first it was thought that it was an injury. Now the suggestion is that he was excused. I don't know what it means, and I have no idea, but he is a special, special player in every way, shape, form.
Right, right. And one thing I'm counting on is, I told you last week I thought he was going to have a big game against his home state, the Oklahoma Sooners. Maybe have a little letdown against Clemson this week.
Yeah, actually, you did. You did say that. You said he would have a big game against OU, and he definitely did.
Yeah, especially in the first half. The other key third down conversion. Alabama's second in the country on offense at converting third downs. Clemson's fifth in the country on defense converting third downs. Clemson's defense got to get off the field. They need to win that battle. You can read different things into that percentage. Did Alabama face many third downs? Were they just always in, first down and second down and then getting a first down?
Right. It's funny you mentioned that because I've always thought this, Robert, and I still do today. We always talk about third down conversions and that being the most important down in football is first down. You win first down, you win the game. You win first down, guess what happens? You win third down. You know what I mean? Winning third down is often a byproduct of whether you won first down. If you gain 5 yards on first down, there's a real good chance you're going to win third down.
Right. That is correct. And I think that stat is more important for a defense than it is for an offense.
Yeah. Yep.
And Alabama's 15th in the country if third down defense. So, we'll see how that plays out. I've got the score, Walt, 35-28. And I think this is a really close game. And honestly, I really believe either team could win by that score. But yep. Being a Clemson fan, I'm going to pick Clemson 35-28. And I'll hang up and listen.
I like it, Robert. That's basically where I am. I think either team can win in that area. But I am still fundamentally of the belief that Tua Tagovailoa is not close to 100%. I mean, I honestly think he's more like 60%, and that if you just let him stand there, he can throw the football. And then Clemson's not going to let him stand there. And that's why I think Clemson's going to win. I mean, all these other things I think are all important. And again, I think I laid them out pretty well yesterday. We give you lots of hardcore football matchups, concerns. Again, guys like Christian Miller, is he going to play? The difference he makes when he does play. We talked about Quinnen Williams. Is he subject to fatigue? We talked about both secondaries, where's Waldo, all these various elements. But fundamentally, I mean, you have two teams that are pretty good at stopping the run. Clemson's very good at stopping the run. They're going to have to be, especially if Jacobs is a full go. If these two teams can't run the ball at all, then the quarterbacks are going to be subjected to extreme pressure. Even more pressure than I think going in. That's why I don't see a lot of ball control in this game. If there's one team that controls the ball more, I think it would be Bama. I think this is still going to be a game that's fundamentally about big plays because I just think it's too difficult to move the ball, 15 plays, 75 yards, 8 minutes, clock control. It's too difficult to do that against these type of defenses. And I think both defenses are suspect on the back end, especially as the depth of those secondaries is tested by the depth of these receiving corps. See, that's the other element here is that you have two of the deepest receiving groups in America in this game. And from an Alabama standpoint, it extends beyond Judy and Ruggs and Smith, and it goes to the tight end position. And I think Irv Smith is a guy you have to worry about, 82, because he has wide receiver speed. And he's the type of guy, when you're worried about everybody else, it's that type of guy that can impact the game. Let's go back to the Northland Communication phone lines and get Gamecock Dylan in. Dylan, how are you?
I'm good, Walt. How are you?
Good. Appreciate you getting in.
Yes, sir. I called you a few weeks ago and got your opinion on, you know, how Muschamp's doing at Carolina and everything. And, you know, after the bowl game and, you know, terrible preparation, the offense couldn't really, you know, put up any points. And, you know, the defense didn't look quite that well either. I was just wanting to get your opinion on, you know, how Muschamp's doing, you know, after the bowl game.
Yeah, you know, look, I realize there's a lot of negativity right now around that bowl performance, and I understand it. But, you know, look, I think Virginia was a highly motivated football team. I think South Carolina was a significantly injured football team. There were injuries all over that defense. And I think when Deebo Samuel opted out of that game, I think that whole game changed. Because Virginia was in my opinion, one of the top four or five secondaries in the country, and I think that played out. And so when you suddenly have two receivers that are go-to guys, and your two's your one and your three's your two, everything changes because now you can't affect or try and go after the depth of that defensive secondary. Had you had Deebo Samuel, then you would have been able to do that. And I think it would have been a different game. Does it mean that Virginia wouldn't have won? No. But I think had Deebo Samuel played, I think it would have been a completely different type of football game. You know, from a South Carolina perspective, I get that the game was a disappointing way to end your season. I'm not sure I'd read too much into it, though. I still think, in general, the program is tracking in the right direction under Muschamp. He has fought the fight against himself to let the offense be run in the way that the offensive guy, McClendon, wants to. And I think, for the most part, he's been able to do that, which I think is a good sign moving forward. You know, you have to find some marriage there of how you work things out. But I also think that Helinski coming into the program is a big deal because I think it challenges Jake Bentley. And beyond Jake Bentley, I think the future is really bright with Helinski. I think he's, when all is said and done, I think he will be the best quarterback in South Carolina's modern football era, with the possible exception of Connor Shaw with all the winning he did. But he will be the best passing quarterback without question in my mind in modern South Carolina football history.
Yeah, I totally agree. You know, I agreed with the, you know, Will Muschamp hire, and I believe he's doing a very good job at South Carolina, but, you know, there's just something, you know, we struggle to get the offense going. It seems, you know, for Muschamp as a coach, you know, no matter who his offensive coordinator is, it seems he just can't get the offensive side of the ball going. And like you said, we have Helinski coming in, but with Bentley, you know, staying another year and doing that, I'm just not sure, you know, how the future will look, you know, next season. Because, you know, you played five top 15.
The schedule is not going to do you any favors. And people, look, you know, let me tell you this. If people are going to use that next year to get rid of Muschamp, that'd be a mistake. I mean, you know in advance that schedule is going to be daunting and really challenging. So don't have artificial expectations, and then you won't be disappointed. You know what I mean? I mean, you know,
sure.
I think the program's headed the right way. You got to be a little patient. He inherited a mess. I think things will get better under Helinski than they were under Jake Bentley. I think Helinski is going to be significantly better at South Carolina than Jake Bentley was.
Yeah. And one last question. Well, do you agree with Bentley's decision to stay this year?
I do.
Or for next year? Or do you think he should have? Okay.
Yeah, I do. Thank you, Dylan. Yeah. I appreciate it. Yeah, I mean, I know this is a sort of a quarterback poor draft, but I still think Bentley needs to improve a lot of areas in his own game before he can actually think about that. And because he's still inconsistent. You know, again, there were a lot of times he didn't get help. A ton of drops this year. Not much of a running game. Not much of a commitment to a running game. You know, and so in those ways, it's sort of tough to evaluate him. And then at the same time, there are other times where he just looks bad. And this can be true of any quarterback. But I think he needs to sort of find his groove and stay in it. play consistent football. We've seen these isolated spots where he's looked very good, and then other spots where he's looked, well, quite frankly, not so good. And he needs to clean that up from a pro perspective as well. He needs to demonstrate that he can consistently play good football. And I don't think he's done that as yet. And once you get past him, I think Ryan Helinski will do that. All right. Here's what we've got. What we have. It's we'll take a quick break. It's Kevin, Carolina, James, and JJ coming to you as soon as we get back. Waltip Tula Road Rage, quick break.
One more game. One game stands between Clemson Tiger Nation and the national championship trophy. Clemson Tigers travel to Santa Clara for the national championship to take on the Alabama Crimson Tide. For the third time in 4 years, Dabo Swinney's team of gladiators are ready for battle. And it all comes down to this, the national championship game. Monday, you'll hear every minute right here on the Clemson Tigers Network.
Right here on WCCP 105.5 The Roar.
Mice and rats are more active and bigger nuisances this time of the year. They want to be cozy in your home where it's nice and warm. We're here to kick them out. At Clark's, we specialize in keeping them where they belong. Call today to schedule an assessment on your home for rodent activity and possible entry points. Don't forget that we have one of the most detailed pest control services in the industry and also offer termite and wildlife control services. Call 864-233-2847 or visit clarkspest.com today.
I'm Richard Thompson of Thompson & King Law Firm, and I believe that every person has a God-given desire to work. That's why I take Social Security and workers' compensation cases very seriously, because most folks don't really want to think they're disabled. They hesitate to file for disability, and when they're turned down, they hesitate to appeal their case. But they are disabled. If you're presently unable to work on a daily basis, even if you don't fully understand the cause, come see me. I'll take your case seriously. I know you do.
The Thompson & King Law Firm, 222-0200, or online at thompsonking.com.
What if there was a paint that made you look at paint differently? One that completely rewrote paint's genetic code so it can strengthen any color? What if it's built with better ingredients? Even given superpowers? Since Benjamin Moore reinvented the way paint is made, it makes you wonder, is it still paint? Benjamin Moore, paint like no other.
The Carter Color Company, 1067 Tiger Boulevard, Clemson. Your independent, local Benjamin Moore paint retailer.
Hey, Tiger fans, this is Taj Boyd. Are you ready for your upcoming move? Relax, because my friends at Tiger Moving have been trained to quarterback their move for you. Skip the headache and the backache. Hire the clean-cut, athletic movers. They have the experience, attitude, and equipment to make your moving experience completely stress-free. Call today at 908-9028 or email tigermoving@gmail.com to book your next move with Tiger Moving of Greenville. Licensed and insured to operate in Greenville, Spartanburg, and Anderson counties. Go Tigers!
New year, new carpets. Get your 2019 started off right with Zero Res because they clean with powered water. No soap, no residue, no harsh chemicals. Right now, get 3 rooms of carpet plus free hallway cleaned and sanitized for only $109 when you mention my name, Mickey Plowler. Book now by calling 558-7300 or visit ZeroResGreenville.com. Zero Res, spell it backwards or forwards, it's the right way to clean. And don't forget to ask about their air duct cleaning special.
Get ready. It's time.
Time for the South Carolina International Auto Show, January 11th through the 13th at the Greenville Convention Center. See hundreds of the hottest new cars, trucks, SUVs, luxury vehicles, and more, all in a non-selling environment. Test drive vehicles right at the show. You can't do that online. Kids even have their own test drive area, courtesy of Citgo, our official fuel sponsor. It's the South Carolina International Auto Show, the 11th through the 13th. Discounts available at the UPS store, Spinks, or go to SouthCarolinaAutoShow.com.
Let us bring your new Honda directly to you. Hendrick Honda Easily now offers direct on-site demos of your new Honda. Don't want to deal with traffic? Hendrick Honda Easy will bring your new Honda to your work, home, or church. Call today to schedule your personal on-site car buying experience from Hendrick Honda Easily. Call 864-855-1234 or visit ilovehendrickhondaeasily.com. Again, ilovehendrickhondaeasily.com. Experience a world-class difference at Hendrick Honda Easily.
No one knows sports like Walt knows sports. It's Road Rage with Walt Deptula on 105.5 The Roar.
I don't know what you're talking about. It kind of spooks me out.
Now back to Walt and Ramona.
Walked up to the Red Rage. We're to be CCP 105.5 The Roar. You know, I've seen a lot of tweets from these Georgia people, not the ones who follow me, just random dumb Georgia people are writing things like, well, Jake Fromm just didn't, Justin Fields just couldn't compete. He just couldn't beat Jake Fromm out for the job. You know what? Save those tweets. We'll see how those tweets look in a couple of years. Because Justin Fields is a much better talent than Jake Fromm. You can believe whatever you want. Jake Fromm is a guy who gets the most out of his ability and has some leadership intangibles. But Justin Fields is a much more gifted player. Much more gifted player. And he saw the road blocked to him there. And he basically said, you know, I want to go play somewhere. And now he's going to. And let me tell you something. The combination of Justin Fields and Ryan Day, watch out for that. Watch out for that. It's a lot like Lincoln Riley and Kyler Murray. Not that Justin Fields is Kyler Murray-like. He's not. I mean, he's a dual-threat quarterback like Kyler Murray, but he's constructed completely differently. He's a 230-pound running back with arm strength and arm talent. And is he still a little raw to the spot? Yeah, but trust me, with Ryan Day's tutelage, you're going to get out of Justin Fields what Georgia probably was not going to get out of him. Because he's a better fit for that offense. And he is going to be a nightmare in that offense. Ohio State's going to spread you all over the field with their talented running back, with talented receiver, and then they're going to turn that cat loose. Good luck dealing with them. I think it's a really good fit. I don't know about the Tate Martell thing. You know, Martell, I saw something else earlier, and I can't remember who tweeted this, but at one point, he was Texas A&M bound, and he was going to, he got in some conversation with somebody on the, in terms of texting, and what he said about Texas A&M was that he was going to stay there, that's where he had decided to go because the only guy left at A&M was Nick Starkel, and he said, he's my dude. Speaking of Nick Starkel. So that's why I'm going to stay at that's why I'm going to go to A&M. So in other words, Tate Martell's had some things to say before. You know, maybe Tate Martell is upset at the wrong person. Did you ever consider that? You know, maybe he shouldn't be upset at Justin Fields. Maybe he should be upset with the Ohio State coaching staff. And maybe that's your wake-up call, Tate. Maybe the fact that they're bringing in Justin Fields says something about where you actually are. And look, they were high on Tate Martell, and I'm sure still am. But I think you're going to see a situation where Justin Fields is going to wind up the starting quarterback there. And you know, and I still believe that it's going to be next year. I still think that he'll wind up eligible, but we'll see. To the Northland Communication phone lines, it is Carolina James and then Kevin, just mere seconds apart. I'll get to your other calls as well. James, how are you?
How's it going, Walt? Hey, appreciate James. Y'all getting me in.
Yeah, appreciate you getting in.
I just wanted to give a quick score pick on the national championship game and then talk a little NFL.
Yeah.
As a Gamecocks fan, I heard a Gamecocks fan call in a little earlier talking about some ridiculous score, 40 to 17, something like that. I think that's absolutely ridiculous. I've been back and forth a few times on this, but I mean, overall, when it's said and done, I think I'm actually going to be pulling for the Tigers just because I've got, you know, so many family and friends, you know, that pull for Clemson. I think it's going to be one of those 31, 28, 35, 31, and I think Clemson wins, gets the W. And I wanted to get your opinion on that. And then real quick, is this the time of year? Are we getting ready to see, you know, I'm a big Patriots fan. Is this the time of year where Tom Brady just does what Tom Brady does and turns back into Mr. Clutch, Mr. Super Bowl? Or are the Patriots about to hit a major brick wall? And you guys have a great new year.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you, James. Appreciate it. Yeah, in terms of the game, I think you're right there. I mean, I think it's in that scoring range. In terms of the Patriots, look, I think the Patriots are still very viable. I realize they've been sort of up and down, and you have a right to wonder about them, but Gronkowski's probably the healthiest he's been. That team is probably the healthiest they've been, with the exception of Devin McCourty, who's dealing with a concussion protocol deal. But overall, I would say that team is the healthiest that it's been, and I like the variety of running backs they have. The New England can run the football some. And so at a time of year where sometimes weather becomes a factor, New England should be able to do both. And, you know, obviously Brady played really well in that last game. And I think they feel good about themselves again. Now, again, you go back to the Miami game, and that's where they gave away home field advantage with the absurdity of that last play. But because I don't think there's an elite team, I still think New England's going to be hard to beat. I mean, if I was to project the thing out right now, I think you're going to wind up with New England at Kansas City. I mean, if I was going to project it out, and that'd be a rematch of a game that was played at Foxborough early this year. It was a close game, but at that time, the Chiefs also had Hunt, whom they do not have now. So I still think the Patriots could beat them. And part of it is, I think the Patriots can run the ball on the Chiefs. I mean, if I had to pick a team out of the AFC right now, it would still be New England. Because first of all, because I just think it's stupid to go against Belichick or Brady. You know what I mean, I just, until they're dead, I'm not going against them. And they're not dead. They're the number two seed. So there's that. Good to see Basketball David back on. Let me get to Kevin. Kevin, how you doing?
Hey, Walt, how you doing?
Good. Appreciate you getting in.
I appreciate it as well. I just wanted to comment a little bit on the y'all started talking a little bit about the location of the national championship game earlier. And someone else might have mentioned this after I traveled. Me and the buddy's mind got together, and we traveled out to the Dallas game last week. Had a wonderful time. They know how to do it right. We drove in, drove out like there was no traffic. It was as easy as possible as we can do. But where are they going to play the baseball World Series at this year?
Kevin, I'm going to put Kevin back on hold, Ramona, because he's breaking up on me. Let me get to Basketball David. Basketball David. David, how are you?
Good, Walt. I hope you're doing well. Have a good holiday.
Yeah, same to you, David. And by the way, I need your you give your Twitter address to Ramona before you get off.
Okay. You want me to don't hang up after the call?
Right.
Okay. Yeah. Well. Walt. Yeah. I just wanted to call in and talk about the game tomorrow. Obviously, kind of heard you a little hitting on the some points in the game and some factors of how Duke and I think you hit the nail on the head of. You got to keep Duke out of transition with the turnovers, but one thing
and bad shots.
Exactly,
Clemson's shot selection.
They need a long rebound.
Right, Clemson's shot selection in this game is going to have to be nearly perfect.
Yeah, but two things I didn't hear you mention, Walt, is another reason why they're getting a lot of runouts this year is one, the on-ball defense of Trey Jones.
That's true.
That's been a big piece for them.
Yeah, I agree with that. And we talked about this earlier in the year. I really think he's the key. I think he's the key to the whole thing.
Yeah.
I mean, you take him away.
We'd agree that he's not the most talented, but
right.
He's the most valuable.
Right. You take him away, and that team's not winning anything.
Yep. No, I agree with that. And then another area that I think Duke's been getting a lot of points is the offensive glass, especially with the leapability of Zion. A lot of it is know, someone shoots the ball and they lose track of it. Well, he's just such an incredible leaper. He just out-leaps you and then puts it right back up. So I think offensive glass is another key area where Duke's been able to beat teams this year.
Yeah, no, there's no question about that. And that's another reason why Thomas needs to stay on the field or on the court, because if he doesn't, you know, things are not going to go well for Clemson. He has to stay on the court.
Yeah. Well, question, Walt, is do you think it'd be likely that Clemson shows any zone?
You know, it's funny because I spoke to Coach Brunell about that the other day. My other day is like a week ago now. But Ramona's shaking her head. Yeah, I mean, I think it is conceivable. I mean, it's certainly not Coach Brunell's preference, but, you know, they've utilized it at times to their advantage. At times they've utilized it to their disadvantage, as he admitted. You know, so it's conceivable. You know what, David? If Eli Thomas gets in foul trouble, then you're probably going to see some zone or him out of the game.
Yeah, well, no, I'd agree with that. And just real quick, one is I think Duke is better when Zion's got the ball and sort of RJ's kind of spotting up to try and move the teacher, as opposed to RJ having the ball and Zion spotting up, if that makes sense.
Say it one more time.
I think Duke is at a better advantage when Zion has the ball and RJ sort of spacing off of him to drive off the kick out.
Yeah.
As opposed to RJ having the ball and Zion spacing off of him.
And now why do you think that? I don't disagree with you. I'm just curious what your rationale is. Is it because
I think because RJ is not a great neither are great shooters. RJ's probably a little more capable.
Yeah.
And I think because Zion sort of in that, I guess, LeBron-esque role of either getting to the rim or facilitating off of that.
Yeah, see, I think that's a little bit better of a facilitator. Yeah, I think that last thing is it. I think that Barrett is score first mentality all the time and drive first mentality all the time. Whereas Zion, I think, is maybe a little more versatile in that regard. You know, the I don't know if you heard me before, David, but if I was playing Duke, I would consider trying to guard Zion with an athletic guard. If he's going to play 18 feet from the basket, I would try guarding him with a 6'4", long-armed, athletic guard type of player, as opposed to trying to guard him with light body types, which he just blows by. You know, if he's going to play like a smaller guy, then I think it makes sense to try and guard him with a smaller guy until he goes and posts up or something.
Well, that's what I was going to say, is does he not just go down to the block and do,
well,
like we talked about at the beginning of the year?
Maybe, but that's not really what he wants to do. Now, if he does that, then obviously you're going to have to change the matchup. But if he's going to play on the perimeter, as an opposing coach, if I have a guy like that, I'm going to try guarding him with a guy like that, rather than wasting a big guy who he's just going to blow by anyway. I mean, you know, Hey, David, I'm at the top of the hour. I apologize.
What would your recommendation be?
Let me hold you over. Quick break.
Broadcasting from the safety of the Priority One Security Studios, we are WCCP, Clemson, Greenville, 105.5, The Roar.
This is Gary, the mortgage expert with Classic Home Mortgage. Home values in the upstate are at an all-time high. That means that it is a great time for a cash.